Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today is Friday, September 26th, and it is the official end of the work week. I would like to welcome each and every one of you on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory to Global Time with Christ Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and we will come together here this morning giving thanks, giving praise, encouraging, and just holding each other up in prayer. I would like to read a brief excerpt from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord shall abhor the bloody and deceitful men. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. And that is what we come on this prayer line every morning, 6 o'clock, Monday to Friday, asking God to give air to our word and to consider our meditation. And he said, all those who put their trust in him will rejoice, and he will let them shout forever, because he, our Lord, promised us that he will bless the righteous with favor. And that is my word of consolation and my word of peace. I know in my heart, knowing that I can trust God, to come to him, seeking his word, sharing his word, and trusting his word, knowing that his word is the only thing that will stand, and that his word is yea and nay. I will also like to share Colossians chapter 3, but before that, I will go into prayer, asking God to give us that faith and that trust in him, that no matter what, we know that we can stand on his word. Father, we come to you this morning, one more time, Lord, bringing our faith and our trust and our love for you. Because, Lord, that is all that we could give back to you. We are not worthy, Lord. You said we are like filthy rags. But because of your love, your mercy, and your tender love and kindness, we can trust and know that we can come to you anytime, not only 6 o'clock in the morning, but anytime, Lord, calling on your name for forgiveness, calling on your name for mercy, trusting in your word, Lord, knowing that you are faithful for us to come to you anytime with anything, trusting that you will hear us and will give us favor and will answer our cry. Father, so my prayer this morning is that every person, every individual, this line, who trusts you this morning to get up and to come before you with praises, to come before you with thanksgiving. I pray and I trust and I know, Lord, that you will hear our cry. And that is my prayer this morning, Lord, that you hear our cry because of our trust and our faithfulness towards you and you towards us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody say amen. This morning, I would like to share a little insight on the matter of trust and love. Psalm 5 verse 11 says, let all those rejoice who put their trust in the Lord. Let them ever shout for joy because he defends us. And when we learn to truly trust God, trust him and love him with all our heart, with all our being, that brings a peace of mind, understanding and knowing that he is always there. And it's something that we have to learn by our daily walk with God to do. And it would take a lot of studying the word, it would take a lot of believing the word to truly trust in God like that. I read a passage, I read a little illustration of how we trust man sometimes more than we trust God. For instance, most of us, we go to a doctor, we go to a physician, and you go to them the first time, you're sort of skeptical, but then whatever you go for, whatever was your complaint or whatever was your treatment, the doctor treated it, he gave you medication. You go home, you take the medication, the problem clear up, or you feel better. And you would come and like, oh, that doctor is good. You will continue going to him because you trust him now that you have found a good doctor. So you go to that doctor. Some of us for years, I have been going to the same doctor for years, and I trust her. Knowing that she could make a mistake, something would go wrong and your doctor would suggest that we do surgery. And you will trust that doctor to put you to sleep and do whatever he has to do. Why? Because the first time you went, it worked, and whatever he did, it worked. The second time you went, so you trust him, knowing he could make a mistake. But you still trust him. Most of us women, we go to our hairdresser. We go, somebody recommend the first time we go. She did a good job. Oh, she did a good job. You trust her to go back again. She did a good job. And we would go back to her for years. The same thing with me. I've been going to the same hairdresser for over 15 years. Why? Because I trust her in my hair. She can make a mistake because she stands there with that jar of chemical. She could put it and it might not work. But I trust her with all the hair in my head. to do a good job. Right? Pastor always give an illustration. You go somewhere or you come to church. You come to church every Sunday, those chairs are there. You come and you sit down without studying, without worrying if that chair will fall and break apart and fall under you. But you trust, because you've been coming every Sunday and sitting in these chairs, or you've been going to work every day and sitting in these chairs, so you trust that every day these chairs will keep you. That is how we have to trust God. We have to trust Him to the point that no matter what the situation, He will stand, He will keep you up. He will keep His word that I will do a good thing. And He gives us so much word and He gives us so much scriptures that we could trust Him. And yet it is hard for we to truly trust God with everything. I have some scriptures here. Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verse 3 says, "Our God is in the heavens. He does all that He pleases." And we have to trust God because we know that He cannot and will not make a mistake. Also, in we know that He cannot make a mistake, and His word is yea and nay. When we go to God and we call upon Him and we ask Him for certain things or whatever, He promised us that He would not withhold no good thing from us because He loved us.
Amen.
He loved us so much that died on the cross. He gave His life for us. And that if He trusts, He went to the cross, He came here, go through all the trials and tribulation, that He did not have to do it. But because He loved us, He went to the cross and died for us. And now He promised us that if He did that, if somebody could give their life for you, wouldn't you trust that person with anything? And yet we just sometimes don't trust Him. We don't trust Him. And I am praying that God bring us to that place where we trust His yea and we trust His name, so that when we call upon Him, we know that He is able and He will do what He promised to do. So this morning, my encouragement is that we trust God with all our heart, with all our being, knowing that He is a God to His word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17 says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness in mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive us, so also ye do. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you are called in His body, and be thankful." We we should practice, and we should practice and ask God to build that trust in our heart for Him, just how we trust each other. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why we will trust other human beings before we will trust You? And the answer I got is because we see each other and we to a point know what to expect from each other. Even though sometimes we trust people and they disappoint us. Like most of us get married with the trust that your husband or your wife will be faithful to you. And you take that vow till death do us part to trust each other. And sometimes we doesn't even know our partners, know our husband or wife for more than a year. And we will trust that person with everything. And they might fail us. It's because we could see that person. But God wants us to trust Him even though we cannot see Him. That is, I wouldn't say the tricky part, but that is the way He wants us to trust Him. Even though we don't see Him, He gave us the word that we could trust Him with all our being, and He will not disappoint us. He would keep His word. God is the only person that keep His word that we could trust.
Mm-hmm.
We vote for these politicians. We vote for them. Election time, they come around and they promise us they will do this and they will do that and they will remove this and they will change this, and we trust them and we vote for them. And we would see them and hear them around before election. Yes, before election, we will see them and hear them. And we will trust them and vote for them. And 50% of the time, 50% of them do not keep their word.
Mm-hmm.
After election, how often do you hear from them? How often do you see them coming around in the community? And still we trust them with our lives, we trust them with our community, with our children, education. How much more God, who we know, and most of us have experienced Him keeping His word towards us. He wants us to trust Him and give Him our all. So this morning, I would truly like us to consider, most of us, we trust Him, but not the way He wants us to trust Him. And my prayer this morning, and even for myself, because I am now reaching to that place where I have let go and let God. And still sometimes you still will think twice before you ask Him for something or before you do something. And that is not how He wants us as Christians, as His beloved, to do. He wants us to completely trust Him. That is why He said we have to come like little children.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring ourselves like little children. You ever notice a little child? A little child, once you smile, you spend one day with that child and you show that child love and you show that child kindness. You go there every day. As you open that door, That child run to you with open arms. That child doesn't care what mood you in. That child doesn't care if you're angry. That child doesn't care how you walk in that door. But because of that first day, of that few days of trust and of you build that child trust, that child take your word that you're going to be nice and you're going to be kind and you're going to be loving every time he sees you. And that is how we should trust God. Like little children, they're innocent. They don't know your feelings or how you're going to be. They trust that that first love they see from you, they would always get that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how we ought to trust God. That
Amen.
From the time we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we say that believer's prayer, we trust him from that day that, God, you will take care of me no matter what. And again, if anyone has a word of exhortation, anyone have a prayer request, or anyone have anything that you want to share, free to interrupt. I am going to leave the air open now for anyone who has a prayer request. In the meantime, I would go straight into prayer. We have I have some prayer requests that I would like to pray about. We have some events of prayer, that prayer events that is coming up, and I would truly like to trust God and ask him to, although he has already seen and he knows what would be the outcome of these events, I trust and I know that this event would be to the honor and glory of him. Father, I come to you this morning thanking you again for this opportunity, thanking you, Lord, for every individual on this line who have trusted you and who trust you and who know that your word is yea and nay, enough to come on this line and ask you and call upon you, Lord, for whatever the situation, whether it is healing, whether it is salvation, whether it is financial opportunities, financial breakthrough, safety for our family. We come this morning, Lord, bringing all our petition to you. And most of all, Father, asking you to help us to totally trust you, knowing that you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are our rock, you are our fortress, you are the one and only God that we, Lord, are thankful that you give your life for us, trusting that we will trust you with our life, Lord. Father, this morning I lift up our prayer retreat on October the 3rd and the 4th. I pray and I ask, God, that you will show yourself mighty and you will show yourself strong. I thank you for the years that we have come together, 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the night, on that prayer line, Lord, trusting you night after night, morning after morning, with our petition, with our problem, with our complaints, knowing, Lord, that you answer prayer. Father, and as that event comes forth on the 3rd and the 4th of October, I know and I trust that you would be in the midst and that you would give us the answers to our prayer and that you would show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. As we prepare for this retreat, Lord, prepare us to go wholeheartedly, to go with the faith and the trust, Lord, that we are doing the right thing, praying and watching, praying without ceasing, In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, if you have any prayer requests or any praise report, you're free to interrupt at any time. I will also like to lift up our prayer breakfast, which will be held the 11th of October at North Gospel Tabernacle at 986 South Orange Avenue. And that is another prayer event. Father, I come to you this morning, bringing our prayer breakfast on October the 11th. Father, seeking your face, praying for the community, praying for the nation, praying for different ministries. Father, and as the churches come together in the city of North and in the other cities, I pray, Lord, that you will show yourself mighty and that you will show yourself strong, that you will set souls free, that you would bind and you would loose and you would set your people free. You would give us the answers, Lord, to our community situation, that you would help us, Lord, to go forth with your gospel. You say, Father, we ought to pray without ceasing. And even the more in these times when we see all the signs of wonders and wonders of your coming, we pray, Lord, that we get together for these prayerful events, that you will hear the cry of your people and you will answer our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We also would like to pray for our pastor and for all the ministers of the gospel that is truthfully and faithfully preaching the word of God without compromising and doing what the Lord has asked them to do, go to all nations and share the gospel. So we would lift up our pastor and every other minister of the gospel, missionaries who go from country to country, knowing the danger that could befall them. And yet they love the Lord and they love preaching the gospel, that they still take the chance and go to these countries that are not safe, countries that the leaders and the government do not want to hear about Jesus Christ, do not believe in Jesus Christ. Father, we come this morning lifting up every missionary, every minister of the gospel that have chosen to answer to your call, Lord, that have chosen to take your word, Lord, and go forth with it. You have commanded us, Lord, to go forth in the highways and the byways and preach of your coming, preach of your love. Father, and these men and women have taken it upon themselves, some of them to give up everything, some of them to leave families behind and to put their lives in danger for your word, Lord. Father, you promised us that you would not forget, you will not turn your back on your people. And I thank you this morning, Lord, for all these men and these women who have gone to these countries. Some of them have endangered their life. Some of them have been captured and been treated cruelly, Lord, because of your name. But you promise us, Lord, that whosoever reject or whosoever forgets father, mother, brother, sister, family, that you would not forget them and that you will honor what they have done for your name's sake. So, Father, I ask that you honor these men. You honor these women. You watch over them. You keep them from danger seen and unseen. Those who have fallen to the captivities of these evil men and women, that you will give them the courage, that you would remind them of Job, that you will remind them of Daniel, that you will remind them of the three Hebrew boys that have stood up for you, Lord, even though they face the danger. And you have stood up with them, Lord. Father, you are the same God of yesterday. You are the same God of today. And I ask, Lord, that wherever these men and women are, that you be with them, Lord. That your spirit be with them, Lord. That they would not give up hope. That they would know that and believe that you have promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
So much more if we are standing for you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you for giving them the courage and the trust in you to go out there, Lord, regardless of the danger, to preach and to share your word without compromising, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Father, we lift up our pastor, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, a man who trusts you, a man who believes in you, a man who is standing on your word no matter what. I ask that you touch him this morning wherever he is.
Yes, Lord.
Father, provide for his every need. You see and you know everything. Father, you promised him that you will not give him more than he could bear, and that you would always be with him.
Yes,
Father. I pray that he continue trusting in you, continue having the courage that he have, Lord.
Yes.
To come before you, petitioning for your people.
Yes,
Father, I pray that you would strengthen him where he is weak. Give him a fresh anointing. Give him fresh word. Open his spiritual eyes even the more. Open his spiritual ears even more to hear from you, Lord, and to hear from only you, Lord. And when he hear from you, Lord, that he will obey, knowing that you will honor his obedience in you. Father, I pray that you order his footsteps when he go out there, Lord, that you will protect him, that you will guide him, that you will keep him from danger seen and unseen, that every trick that the enemy have to come against him, Lord, that you will... You will bring it down, that we would stand in the gap for him, Lord, praying his strength through everything and through every day that he go out there seeking your face and trusting in you. Father, I pray that even now that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. You touch his companion, Sister Elizabeth, that she would have you would give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to stand by him, Lord. Trusting in you. Father, I thank you for the years of marriage that you have given them. I thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Thank you, Lord, for keeping them, for providing for their every need. And I pray that you continue pulling them up, Lord. You continue doing what you are doing in their life, knowing that they would trust you and they would thank you and they would praise you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. And I decree and declare that it is so. Father, I lift up every individual on this line, every family represented on this line this morning, Father.
Yes.
I lift them up, bringing their petition before you, Father. Those who are seeking healing, those who are seeking jobs, those who are seeking safety, those who are seeking you, Lord, to watch over their family, those who are seeking salvation for their unsaved loved ones, come before you this morning, Lord, calling upon your name, because you promise us that if my people who are called by my name will turn from the evil way and cry out to me, I will answer and I will heal the land. Lord, you have promised us where two or three are gathered in your name, asking and touching and agreeing on anything, you will answer because you are in the midst. That is your promise to us, and we stand on your promise because we trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to trust you with our heart, with our soul, with our being, Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what comes before us, no matter what report the doctor comes with, no matter what report our jobs come with, no matter what report our children come with, we trust you, Lord, because we know that your yea is yea and your nay is nay.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we do, we can come before you, ask for your forgiveness, and continue, because you do not keep grudges. You do not keep our faults. You do not keep our shortcomings before us. Because you have already proven to us by giving your life on the cross, Lord, that you love us unconditionally.
Hallelujah.
I come before you this morning, Father, asking that we treat each other the same way, that we forgive and we love and we show kindness towards each other. Because you have done it towards us. Father, you said in your prayer that we ought to forgive others as you have forgiven us. And I ask, Lord, that you give us a heart of compassion towards each other. That we will not judge. And we would not make judgment over people's situation and over people's life. But we will pray and we will ask God to help us, to help each other in our shortcomings. That is my prayer this morning, Lord. Even for me, Lord, and my job, wherever I pass or wherever you send me, that I would not pass judgment, but I would pray and I will ask you to intervene and to take charge of the situation and to help me to show your love and your forgiveness. I thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning for this prayer line, that we could come before you this morning, bringing our petition. Father, I bring the North Gospel Tabernacle Restoration before you. Lord, I ask that you continue giving Pastor Aubrey Gregory and the North Gospel Tabernacle family the resources. Helping us financially, Lord, that we would be able to give and that we would be able to stand and give whatever we could give, whether it is our time, our talent, our finance, to help see this work that you have given us, this center that you have given us to build your kingdom, Lord.
Yes, okay.
Whatever is needed, Lord, I pray that you provide. Open doors that need to be opened. Shut doors that need to be shut. Put people in place, Lord, that this project will be completed, because you have given this, Lord. And you see and you know everything. So, Father, I give this whole restoration project to you, knowing that you are the God of the impossible. It might seem an impossible task, Lord, but you are the God of impossible. And Lord, you like us to come to you with impossible tasks so that you could prove yourself, and that you could prove your word to us. And we thank you for giving us this project, Lord, for giving it to Pastor Aubrey Gregory, knowing that he will trust you and trust your word with this North Gospel Tabernacle restoration. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done so far. I thank you for what you are about to do. And I thank you for continue doing it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Again, if you have any prayer requests or any exhortation, we have a few minutes that we could still, and you could still pray your petition. If not, I would like to thank each and every one of you for taking your time to wake up and come on this prayer line. I pray and ask God for healing, for salvation, for his mercy and his love and his tender love and kindness to go with us. Every prayer request that was mentioned, God sees and he knows everything. And as I say, and as the word says, we have to trust him wholeheartedly, believing and knowing that he is able to keep his word. I pray that you have a blessed day and that we have a blessed weekend. I would like to announce that we will be back on the prayer line from, well, this is for the North Gospel Tabernacle members. We will be back on the prayer line from 7:30 this evening to 8:30. You are invited to come again and sup with the Lord. Come again and share with each other our petition and just lift up the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
I would like to leave us with a benediction from Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord, Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Amen.
O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I pray that you have a blessed day and thank you again for being on this prayer line, giving me the privilege to share with you the truth and the truth and in God's spirit of God's love. Shalom, have a blessed and fruitful day, everyone. God love you, and so do I.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. God. Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless you, too.
God bless everyone on the line. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Walk with the King.